This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Oh, hello there. Good morning, Philly. Happy Wednesday, June 21st, first day of summer. It's Bennett on the new 96.5. Hers, you beautiful people. They sent me this care package and it has three bags of chips inside. It's their Flavored by Philly competition. You might have seen this at the grocery store. So I think I'm going to do a taste test here in a few minutes. I don't care that it's 6 a.m. I think any time is a good time for chips. Right, they got Korean barbecue wings. That's one of the finalists. John's roast pork sandwich flavor, and tomato pie. See, they're based on like local businesses here. Tomato pie based on Core Police Bakery in Norristown. So coming up in the fill-in, I think I'm going to eat some chips. All right, this sounds like a good time. Also, updates on 95. They're saying 95 will be reopened this weekend. The people who are behind this, you know, reconstructing 95, I need them to reconstruct my life as well. I need them behind the scenes in my own life. They're doing quite a job. So that's all coming up. Good morning. It's the new 96.5.
Here are five questions to see if your brain is, you know, alive.
I want you to answer the five questions on the board.
It's the Philly Fast Five with Bennett.
Hi, it's Nick. I am in Glassboro, New Jersey.
Beautiful. And what's going on today? Are you working today?
I am working. I'm actually finishing up an internship for a doctoral program in psychology.
Oh, wow. Good for you, man. Nick, good to see you. I mean, good to see you. Good to hear from you. Welcome to the Philly Fast Five. You want to see the 1975 coming to Wells Fargo Center?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, this should be a great show. November 10th, tickets go on sale Friday, so you'll be one of the first people in the city to win these if you can answer three out of the five questions correct. You got this?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Nick, starting it pretty easy. Question one, name any song from the 1975.
Chocolate
is correct. Question number two, Nick. The collapse section of 95 will reopen this weekend. Hallelujah. Can you name one thing you can open?
Pickles.
You can open up a jar of pickles. Yep, you can open up a can of worms, you can open up a can of whoop-ass, you can open up a jar of pickles. Look at you. Question number three, get this right, Nick, and you are seeing the 1975. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are bringing their Restless Leg tour to Philly this winter. The two are former cast members on this popular sketch comedy show.
Saturday Night Live.
Nick, well done, man. Congratulations. You are seeing the 1975. Well done.
Dude, thank you so much. This is, like, so exciting. I can't believe you answered. I just called in. You answered. Like, wow, this is crazy, man.
Some radio magic for you, Nick. You got two tickets. Who are you going to bring to the show?
I'm going to bring my husband, for sure.
That's amazing. Happy to hear it. Date night on us. Thanks for hanging out this morning, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
We did all the scrolling so you didn't have to.
What's the buzz been about?
Here's the latest in the buzz with Bennett on the new 96.5.
The weekend is very busy these days. Of course, he has that Max show right now, The Idol. Are we watching this? I couldn't watch more than one episode. I gave up. I was like, this is not for me. Love you, Weekend, but yeah, that's a no for me. But he is still doing a lot of work outside of that show. He says a new album is on the way. It will be the third album in his trilogy. You know, Dawn FM was his latest album. So we'll see when that comes out. He also teased a new documentary. So I'm not sure where he's finding all this time, but he apparently does not have a social life. All he does is work. So a lot more coming from The Weeknd very soon. Pharrell is also working a bunch. I didn't realize Pharrell was actually the men's creative director for Louis Vuitton. I did not know he had that side hustle. Inflation's real, man. Even Pharrell has a side hustle. So he had his first fashion show in Paris. And literally everyone came out for it. Kim Kardashian, Jay-Z performed with Pharrell. Beyonce was there. Zendaya was there. Rihanna, A$AP Rocky, Naomi Campbell, Megan Thee Stallion. I could go on and on and on. The photos, the videos, like it's like filling up my For You page on TikTok. It looked like a lot of fun. I wish I was there. If they ever do like a Primark fashion show, maybe they'll let me into that one. You know, Louis Vuitton is a little out of my pay grade. Primark, I'm there. We're ready for it. And The Buzz is all sponsored by American Heritage Credit Union. Visit AmericanHeritageCU.org. It's Miley and Flowers, the new 96.5. Truly incredible, amazing. The governor says that the collapsed portion of 95 will, in fact, reopen this weekend. How? I thought, like, it would reopen by the time my two-year-old's in high school. That's what I really thought, truly. The collapsed portion of 95 will reopen this weekend. Can the people behind, you know, fixing 95, can they also fix my life? You know, because they're truly doing the Lord's work. If they can do that, they can fix me too. I'm thinking, at least. It's the new 96.5. Good morning, the new 96.5. It's Bennett. You can always reach out. You can slide into my DMs on IG at Bennett on Air, or just call me up in the studio, 844-966-5965. Maggie in Marlton is on the phone right now. And Maggie, I guess, has a guilty conscience. She's trying to figure out if she's a jerk at the moment. Maggie, what's going on?
Well, okay. I mean, I don't actually think I'm a jerk on this, but my boyfriend does. So when you go to like pick up your takeout rather than like get delivery,
right?
I feel like you shouldn't leave a tip. Because you're doing the work, but he's like, no, you should definitely leave a tip at the counter. So, like, am I the jerk?
Ooh, you know, I always tip, but I'm the wrong person to ask because I've had drinks spilled on me by the waiters, and I still tip like 25%. So I always tip on pickup orders, but...
You're doing the work of the delivery because you're picking it up.
Right.
So, like, in theory, shouldn't you tip yourself? You know, like,
No, I know what you're saying, but they still have to like take the order, right? They have to bag it, and I don't know. I always tip. What's the rule of thumb here? I did make a rule of thumb where, like, if you have a an iPad, I'm not tipping on your iPad. I'm not if you can swivel that thing over. No, I'm not tipping on that. But pickup orders, I'll leave some cash for sure. And if I'm paying credit, I'll leave a little tip. On the receipt. What's your rule of thumb here? Pickup orders. Let's help out Maggie. Is she a jerk? 844-966-5965. Or you can slide into those DMs on Instagram. I always follow back. It's at Bennett on Air. Philly's Feel Good Variety. It's the new 96.5. Do you tip on a pickup order? It's Bennett on the new 96.5. I feel like tipping these days are more confusing than ever. Everyone has one of those swiveling iPads that ask for like 35% tip. And it's like, what? I'm just going to stay home because the outside is too expensive. But Maggie and Marlton called up and her boyfriend were having a discussion. And here's what Maggie had to say.
When you go to like pick up your takeout rather than like get delivery, I feel like you shouldn't leave a tip. Because you're doing the work, but he's like, no, you should definitely leave a tip at the counter. So, like, am I the jerk?
Is Maggie the jerk? I don't think she's a jerk, but I always tip on pickup orders. I just always do. That's just, I feel like someone's still taking your order. They're still cooking it. They're still doing the deal, right? I don't know. But there's a lot of gray area. 844-966-5965. What do we think about Maggie and Marlton? Who's this?
Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I'm actually in Marlton, too.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, I would say she's not really a jerk because, yeah, I mean, if you're going to pick it up and doing the work yourself, I wouldn't see why you have to tip them. I mean, bagging it and making the order is, like, kind of their job. Like, they're already getting paid to do that. If it's curbside and they brought it up, I call that's different.
Okay, so if you pull up and you don't actually walk in and they bring it right to your window, you would consider giving them a few bucks?
Yeah, I would give them a few bucks if they brought it to my window. But if I had to walk in the store, grab it, and, you know, all that, then I probably would just take it and go.
Okay, well, I like this rule of thumb of yours. If I have to use my legs, I am not tipping.
Pretty much.
Somebody want to fill me in?
Here's what's happening today, Philly. It's the Fill-In with Bennett on the new 96.5.
And it's all sponsored by Family Jewelers, Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. You might have heard that Hers has their Flavored by Philly competition happening right now. You might have seen these flavors out of the grocery store. There's three finalists, and they're inspired by local businesses. The three finalists are Mike's Barbecue, that's the Korean barbecue wings flavor, John's Roast Pork, that's the roast pork sandwich, and Corpoli's Bakery tomato pie flavor. So I'm going to do a taste test right now. Hers was kind enough to send me a care package. Let's start with Mike's Barbecue Korean wings. Ooh, that smells like barbecue. That's not bad. Very strong scent. Very, very strong. John's Roast Pork Sandwich is next. Next up. Oh, that smells like pork. That's a pork sandwich in my nose. All right, let me taste this. Well, that tastes like a pork sandwich. That's pretty good. All right. Last but not least, before I rank these, tomato pie, inspired by Corpoli's bakery here. Ooh, that smells nice. That smells good. Let me take a taste of this. Okay, that's my winner. Tomato pie, number one. Then I think roast pork, and then Korean barbecue. That tomato pie is good. It's like if you get some ketchup on your chip by mistake, but you're like, no, that's okay. That's a happy accident. More the merrier. Thank you, Hers. Definitely try out these flavors and do the taste test yourself. In other news, 95 is going to reopen this weekend. Like, what? How? That's amazing. The same people who reconstructed 95, can they also reconstruct my life? This job posting has gone viral. It's Bennett on the new 96.5. This billionaire, he's a U.S. billionaire, but his family is based in the U.K. Now, they posted this job for a full-time dog nanny. You live in their house, a live-in dog nanny, for $127,000 a year. Would you do this? I would so do this. I don't want them to know that I would probably do that for free, you know, live in a billionaire's home and just cuddle their dog. A live-in dog nanny. Six figures. $127,000 a year. You can treat me like a dog the whole time, too. You don't have to even treat me like a human. That sounds amazing. Speaking of dogs, we have Douglas joining the show in a little bit here, our PSPCA Pet of the Week. Douglas is just a few months old, a terrier mix. So once my show is over, I'm going to run downstairs and we're going to go live on Facebook and Instagram and all that. Show you Douglas and all of his glory. All right. So follow us right now and get ready for 10 o'clock when we, have Douglas make his radio debut. It's new 96.5 Philly on IG and Facebook. Do you tip on pickup orders? We've been talking about this on the show today. Bennett on the new 96.5. Earlier, Maggie and Marlton had this to say.
When you go to pick up your takeout rather than get delivery, I feel like you shouldn't leave a tip because you're doing the work. But he's like, no, you should definitely leave a tip at the counter. So, am I the jerk?
Yeah, so Maggie and Marlton and her boyfriend were having this discussion. He thinks that you should tip. She's like, no, not so much. I always tip, but I'm the wrong person to ask about this. I tip, way too much. I've had drinks spilled on me, and I'm still like, here's 25%, sir. Sorry, I was in the way. Do you or do you not tip on pickup orders? 844-966-5965. We just heard from Maggie and Marlton. So who do we got here?
Mark. I'm actually in Marlton, too.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, I would say she's not really a jerk. Because, yeah, I mean, if you're going to pick it up and doing the work yourself, I wouldn't see why you have to tip them. Bagging it and making the order is, kind of their job. They're already getting paid to do that. If it's curbside and they brought it up, I call them. That's different.
Okay, so if you pull up and you don't actually walk in and they bring it right to your window, you would consider giving them a few bucks?
Yeah, I would give them a few bucks if they brought it to my window. But if I had to walk in the store, grab it and, you know, all that, then I probably would just take it and go.
Okay, well, I like this rule of thumb of yours. If I have to use my legs, I am not tipping.
Pretty much.
Thank you so much for hanging out. Love you. Appreciate you. It's Bennett on the new 96.5. I am getting out of here. I'm going downstairs. We're going to go live on our Facebook. We're going to hop on our Instagram because we have an adorable dog to show off. It's, of course, my PSPCA Pet of the Week. And our star today is Douglas. He is a four-month-old terrier mix. I've seen some photos and I cannot wait to experience this boy in person. So we're going to show him off. He'll make his radio debut. And hopefully you'll just quit whatever you have going on today and go adopt Douglas at the PSPCA. So V Hale is in here next on the air, but definitely follow us on IG and Facebook and, you know, hang out with the PSPCA, Douglas and I. It's at new 96.5 Philly. We'll talk manana starting at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.